thank you tonight, Lord, that your presence is already here. Lord, yes. That your glory has come down to this place. We thank you, Lord, that your glory is upon the crowd.
Yes, Lord.
That you'll meet those cottagers.
Yes, Lord.
The villagers.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, the guests.
Jesus.
God, promise each and every
Jesus,
heart.
Draw near, Lord.
We pray that you'll draw us into
yes,
the glory
Lord.
Of God.
Yes, Lord.
May we all feel a touch from
Jesus,
God
Jesus.
Lord, reveal Jesus. Yourself to us.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Come. Come, Lord. Take your place.
Come to see the glory of God tonight.
Jesus.
Help us to experience the presence of God like we've never had before.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God, do something new. Rend the heavens, oh God.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord, that you love your children.
Jesus.
That you want to draw
yes,
us closer to yourself.
Yes, Lord.
We pray
yes,
that you'll
Lord.
Do something
Jesus.
For every heart in thy
Jesus.
Name.
Jesus, yes, Lord. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Come, Lord. Come, Lord. Open our eyes, Lord Jesus, to see you. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hear our prayer, dear God. Hear our prayer, dear God. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Do it, Lord, we pray. Precious Jesus. Precious Jesus. 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 Let's sing number 115 as we begin tonight in our red books. Hymn number 115.
Place in my hands the wonderful
Yes, Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. Lord, hear our prayer tonight. Lord, reveal yourself to us, O God. Give us ears and eyes and hearts to receive, O God. Come, Lord Jesus, we bless you, Lord. We bless you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, we praise you, Lord. Bless the Lord. We welcome all of you here tonight. Some of you have just come in today. We're glad that you have. We trust that the Lord will meet you as he's already been for a few days. Some of us have been here, but I suppose it's official now. Campers are here, and the busyness has begun. Remember them as we have just now. These first nights especially can be challenging for some of the children. They're separated, some for the first time from mom and dad. And so we want to believe that those emotions won't be distracting to what God wants to do in their lives. And so he just give them grace as they kind of settle in these days, and as they're learning new friends. And a lot of things are happening right now in the brains and in the hearts of these young girls and a couple young boys as they've come here. And so let's just pray that God would just be gracious to them and just draw them to himself and settle their hearts here. And for all of you, I don't know if anybody here gets homesick. I'm probably just glad to be here, but that God would just help us to settle in here. Leave some of those things behind that need to be left behind back home, and that we would not be distracted. The devil works that way, you know. He wants to do anything he can to take our eyes off of Jesus, even things that we would seem are just little nagging, insignificant happenstances. Let's press into what God wants to do. And so we want you to be free to share also in our meetings. Some of you have testimonies that you're sitting on that God wants you not to. He wants you to get up and share. We were talking at our dinner table. Who was I talking to? Sister Min. And how blessed we are when we hear your stories, what God is doing for you. And maybe it's not, you know, well, God healed me of something and a miraculous, powerful moment. Maybe it's God just has been speaking to your heart. I shouldn't say just, but he's just put something on your heart. Maybe it's been something that's been for weeks or maybe months or since last summer here. But God has been working, and he wants you to share that with us so that we would be blessed by what God is doing in you. And I believe the staff were encouraged this morning that you also share testimonies. It's been a little while, but back in the day when I was on staff and some others here, there was a requirement that for every staff member you had to give a testimony at least once a week. And so they kept record of it too. Somebody always knew who was trying to hide behind somebody's head. But we won't hold you to that. But please, if you're on staff, young people, God, we know, is working in you as well. And so you are not second rate, second class. You don't have to wait to be on that side of the room so that you have something to share or offer. God is here. God is working in each of us in different ways, doing different things. And he tells us in his word that we should encourage one another and that we should share what God is doing, tell of his goodness. And so even tonight, for some of you, first meeting, but maybe God's talked to you on the way up here and said, don't wait. So we just want to give God room to do what he wants to do, and we want you to just respond as God leads. We did have a song request this morning that we didn't get to sing because I felt we needed some organ accompaniment and a lot more voices that could hit all of these arpeggios. Number 18 in the white book. Why don't we stand as we sing this? Number 18. Sopranos, let's give it our all.
Conquering now and still to conquer, who is this wonderful king? Whence are the armies which he leadeth, while of his glory they sing? He is our Lord and Redeemer, Savior and Monarch divine.
55 in the Red Book. You may be seated as we sing it, and then if you have a testimony, please share that with us. Redeemed and so happy in Jesus, no language my rapture shall tell. I know that the light of his presence with me doth continually dwell. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, his child and forever I am. I think of my blessed Redeemer. I think of him all the day long. I sing for I cannot be silent.
Oh,
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.